Welcome to the deep dive. You know, when you think Las Vegas, it's almost automatic. The lights, the shows, and, well, often the idea that it costs a fortune. It's easy to just assume you need, like, a bottomless wallet to really experience Sin City. But our mission today, to unpack that completely, we've sifted through tons of sources, articles, research, traveler notes, you name it, to pull out the real nuggets for you. Our focus is simple. How can you soak up all that Vegas dazzle without, breaking the bank, making your trip surprisingly affordable?
That's exactly right. And the sources we looked at, they really push back against that idea that you have to splurge. They offer some incredibly practical, actionable ways to stretch your travel budget. It shows that, fun and even a bit of luxury in Vegas don't have to come with that crazy price tag. It's really all about being strategic, knowing where to look.
Okay, yeah, let's dive in then. Let's uncover some maybe surprising ways to save money in Sin City. And maybe we should start with the big one, right? Accommodation, usually the biggest slice of the budget. So forget just cheap hotels. Where can you actually find comfort and affordability that still feels like, well, Vegas? Well, our sources point straight to some great wallet-friendly options, even right on the strip. Think classic spots like Excalibur or maybe Circus Circus. They put you right in the middle of it all. They've got their themes, but without those super high-end prices. But don't sleep on downtown either. Places like the D or the Golden Nugget have really competitive rates. Plus, they offer this kind of historic but still really vibrant Vegas charm. And you're right there by the Fremont Street experience, that massive light show canopy thing.
Right. And a huge takeaway from the sources for saving on rooms is timing. It's all about that midweek stay, Sunday through Thursday. The rates can seriously drop. It's not just a small discount sometimes. It's mainly because the city shifts focus a bit, conventions during the week versus weekend leisure travelers. Understanding that helps a lot. And definitely dig around for promotions. Sometimes you get free breakfast or maybe discounted show tickets bundled in, which adds real value. And of course, use those price comparison sites. Still your best friend there.
Okay, and here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Hostels and shared places. Like, the sources mention HI Las Vegas. It's got this cool communal vibe. It's not just about saving cash. It's, meeting other travelers, swapping tips. And often you get perks like free Wi-Fi, maybe breakfast, sometimes even local tours thrown in. It's a totally different way to experience the city, much more social.
And building on that, platforms like Airbnb add another layer. It's not just a dorm room. Renting a private room or maybe a whole apartment slightly off-strip gives you a more local feel. And crucially, many have kitchens. The sources really hammered this home, making even just breakfast or packing a lunch can slash your food costs significantly. We're talking potentially hundreds saved compared to eating out for every meal on the strip.
That kitchen point is huge, yeah. And then there are those great value spots just off the main strip, like Tuscany Suites and Casino or the Palms. You often get surprisingly big rooms, a more relaxed feel, and usually for less money. They might not have the crazy neon right outside your window, but the value is there. And often they have free shuttles, or it's easy to grab public transport. Plus, eating around those places tends to be cheaper too, more local spots.
Definitely. And for groups, vacation rentals are like the Golden Ticket, Airbnb, Vrbo. You get that homey feel, space to spread out, and splitting the cost between friends or family, often way cheaper than multiple hotel rooms. Plus, again, kitchens, big savings potential. But one thing the source has really flagged about Vegas hotels, especially on the Strip, the resort fee. Watch out for that. It's daily, often $30, $40, even $50 on top of your room rate. Kind of unavoidable at many big strip places, but maybe look at older downtown hotels or off-strip spots that don't charge them. Or sometimes booking direct helps loyalty members get them waived. Worth checking.
Good tip. So yeah, whether it's strip icons, hostels, off-strip suites, or rentals, Vegas really does have lodging options for pretty much every budget, way beyond just the super luxe resorts. Okay, so you found a place to crash that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. How do you actually experience Vegas without your wallet constantly crying? Turns out there's a ton of free fun out there. First off, Vegas isn't just casinos. The sources highlighted some beautiful public parks that give you a break from the buzz. You've got the Springs Preserve, Desert Gardens, nice walks, or drive out a bit to Red Rock Canyon. Stunning scenery, great hiking, or just do the scenic drive.
Absolutely breathtaking out there.
Yeah. And then there's Clark County Wetlands Park for peaceful trails, maybe see some wildlife, or Centennial Park if you just want playgrounds and picnic spots.
It's really interesting how these offer such a different side of Vegas, right?
Yeah.
A calmer side. Lets you decompress from the strip energy, connect with nature a bit, and it costs nothing.
Exactly. And when you do want that Vegas spectacle, there are free shows. The Bellagio Fountain's totally iconic. That water show set to music. It runs every half hour during the day, then every 15 minutes at night. Sources say grab a spot early by the rail for the best view, or, splurge on a lakeside meal for a prime spot, but that's not the free option.
Right.
And down on Fremont Street, you've got the Viva Vision light show, that massive screen overhead. It's spectacular. Plus, that whole area is just alive with free live music, street performers. It's got this great, almost carnival atmosphere.
And something the sources stressed is checking local event listings. You know, look for art festivals, concerts in the park, even free live music inside casino lounges or bars. These aren't always blasted to tourists, but they add up to a lot of free entertainment options.
Ooh, good point. And for digging a bit deeper, what about those free walking tours? The sources say they often work on a tips-only basis, so super affordable, but you get a guided look at history, culture, tours covering historic downtown, the oldest casinos, or even the cool street art in the Arts District. Or, hey, you can just make your own tour. Use online maps, find some historical markers, explore on foot.
That's a really great way to connect, isn't it? These tours, guided or DIY, they give you context. You learn about how Vegas evolved, its different sides. It's like getting an immersion experience without the hefty price tag.
All right, let's shift gears. Food, one of my favorite topics. Savoring Vegas on a shoestring, absolutely possible. And the sources gave us some pretty tasty recommendations, like Tacos El Gordo. It's practically legendary, right? Authentic Mexican street tacos, amazing flavors, super
Oh
cheap.
yeah, those are good.
And then there's Earl of Sandwich. Always reliable for a really hearty sandwich, fresh stuff, doesn't cost much, great for a quick meal. And don't forget food courts, like at the LINQ Promenade. Lots of choices. Asian, pizza, whatever. Generally, pretty reasonable prices. Quick and easy.
And it's interesting how the food truck scene is growing too. The sources mentioned the food truck park downtown. You can find all sorts of stuff there, gourmet burgers, fusion things. And you see street vendors near the Strip in Fremont too, selling hot dogs, pastries. It's about looking beyond the big restaurants sometimes for those local cheaper eats.
Definitely. And okay, we have to talk buffets in Vegas, right? The all-you-can-eat extravaganza. Places like Bacchanal Buffet or Wicked Spoon are famous for their huge spreads. The trick, according to the sources, look for early bird deals or go during off-peak hours. Sometimes late-night options are cheaper too. Or try the Wynton brunch price, often way less than dinner, but still has tons of great food. The strategy is pace yourself and focus on the good stuff.
That's key, the strategy. Because buffets aren't just about stuffing yourself. They're like a culinary tour for one price. You can try Italian, Asian, seafood, desserts, experiment without ordering full dishes everywhere else. The sources really highlighted the value, especially for a big meal. You can fill up for hours, try lots of things, and it can be really cost-effective compared to a la carte.
Totally. So yeah, Vegas dining, you can absolutely eat well without emptying your pockets. Lots of flavor, lots of variety on a budget. Getting around Vegas, it seems huge, maybe daunting without a car, but it doesn't have to drain your funds either. There are smart ways to navigate.
Yeah, the sources consistently bring up the RTC Deuce bus system. It runs right up and down the strip, goes downtown. It's super convenient. And getting a multi-day pass, like a 24-hour one, is maybe $8, or a 3-day pass for around $20, way greater value than paying the $6 single ride fare every time if you're exploring a lot.
Right.
The monorail gets mentioned too. It's faster for certain strip points, but the
Yeah.
stops are limited, so it's more for specific A to B trips, maybe not general wandering. And what's interesting is how the sources frame public transit as more than just cheap. It's also like an experience. You see the city like a local might, you people watch.
Yeah.
It could actually be part of the adventure, not just a way to get somewhere.
That's a cool perspective. And hey, don't underestimate walking, especially on the strip. Distances between resorts can look huge on a map, but they're often shorter than you think. Plus, there are walkways, bridges, even moving sidewalks. And if you're up for it, bike sharing is an option. Good for exploring areas like the Red Rock Canyon Loop or paths near Lake Mead. Affordable way to cover ground.
But this raises that classic question, balancing convenience and cost, right?
Yep.
What if you need to get somewhere faster or further? Ride shares, Uber, Lyft, they can be useful, especially if you're in a group and can split the fare. But the sources warn strongly about surge pricing. Peak times, after shows, prices can jump. Always check both apps, compare, maybe walk a block or two away from the main drag to grab one. That can help.
Smart. And always, always ask your hotel about free shuttles. So many offer them to the airport, maybe the convention center, sometimes to sister hotels. It's an often overlooked freebie that saves cash. So, yeah, Whether it's the bus, your feet, bikes, or smart rideshare use, you've got plenty of economic ways to get around Vegas and still see everything. All right, let's get to the really fun stuff, shows, attractions, and maybe a little shopping. You absolutely can find great deals on entertainment and snacks and bargains. For show tickets, yeah, the sources say check official sites like Vegas.com or Ticketmaster first for deals, especially for big names like Cirque du Soleil. But the real game changer they mention, those Tix for Tonight booths, you see them on the Strip. They sell same-day tickets for tons of shows, often at huge discounts, like 50% off sometimes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. The key is go early in the day because the best stuff sells out. And definitely ask your hotel, too. They often have special deals for guests through partnerships.
That's a great insight. It's not just finding the deal, but understanding how it works, like those same-day booths using last-minute inventory. And the source is stressed being flexible. If you're open to seeing different shows, you can save a lot and still catch amazing productions.
Totally. And another brilliant tip. Happy hour. Vegas does happy hour really well. Loads of bars and lounges have amazing deals on drinks and appetizers, usually late afternoon, early evening. The LINQ Promenade is apparently a great spot for this. Lots of options. Casino bars often have good ones too, maybe with live music or trivia. Perfect way to unwind, grab a bite, and save money.
It's interesting too how the sources point out free entertainment isn't just shows you buy tickets for. Like we mentioned, the Fremont Street Experience has constant free live music and performers. It's just buzzing. And lots of casinos have free music in their lounges, sometimes free comedy acts, even casual little tournaments. It pays to just wander through the public areas.
Oh, absolutely. And don't ignore those casino loyalty programs or players clubs. They're usually free to sign up for, and they track spending beyond just gambling, like dining, shows, your hotel stay. You earn points you can cash in for free meals, maybe room upgrades, show tickets. Even the basic levels often give you little perks like shorter lines or small discounts. And check for restaurant loyalty programs separately too.
That really ties into maximizing value across the whole trip, doesn't it? Not just one purchase. These free programs add up. Even if you barely gamble, the sources basically say, sign up anyway. It's a no-brainer for potential savings on everything else.
Right. Okay. Shopping. If you want to hit the stores, the sources suggest the Outlet Malls Las Vegas North and South Premium Outlets, big discounts on designer stuff, electronics, you name it. Apparently, going on a weekday means fewer crowds, maybe better stock.
And for something different, maybe more unique. Thrift stores, Goodwill, Savers, consignment shops. The sources raved about finding cool vintage clothes, unique accessories, stuff you won't find anywhere else, super cheap. Plus, it's eco-friendly shopping. A unique souvenir, maybe.
Love that idea. And finally, just keep an eye out for sales. Check local ads, hotel flyers, store websites, especially around holidays. And look for local markets or pop-up events, maybe in the arts district. Great for affordable, unique souvenirs from local artists. So beyond the usual gambling and big shows, Vegas has this whole other layer of cool, unique stuff you can do on a budget. Things that show you a different side of the city.
Yeah, the sources talk about museums and galleries that are affordable or even free, like the Neon Museum, the Boneyard with all the old signs. Super cool piece of Vegas history.
Mm.
Look for deals on tickets, maybe for evening tours.
Oh, I've heard that's amazing at night.
Totally. Then there's the Mob Museum. Really dives into organized crime's role in Vegas. Check their site for package deals. And the Bellagio Gallery of Fine Art isn't free, but reasonably priced. Plus, there are free art installations scattered around, especially downtown and in the arts district.
What's great about these is they give you depth, right? You explore the city's history, its art. Yeah. It adds another dimension beyond just the strip fun. Tells more of the story. Exactly. And for getting outside, Vegas is surprisingly close to amazing nature. You can hike in Red Rock Canyon, explore trails up on Mount Charleston. They even have snow play in winter, or biking near Lake Mead. Pack a picnic, enjoy the water. You don't need expensive tours for these incredible views and experiences.
And connecting that back, these natural spots offer such a contrast to the city buzz.
Hmm.
Breathtaking scenery,
yeah.
Peaceful, and totally budget friendly. Great for all fitness levels too.
For sure. And to really tap into the local scene, the sources highly recommend community events like First Friday Las Vegas in the Arts District. It's this monthly street party, live music, local art, food trucks, often free to just walk around, soak it all in. Lots of neighborhoods have free block parties or seasonal festivals too throughout the year.
This really gets to the heart of it, doesn't it? How do you connect with the actual soul of Vegas beyond the tourist stuff? These events build community, give you a unique perspective. It's where you see the city's real character shine.
Definitely. So yeah, whether it's museums, hiking, local festivals, Vegas is way more than just the Strip. It's packed with these hidden gems for every budget, offering a huge range of experiences. Wow. Okay, what a deep dive that was. From finding smart places to stay and tons of free fun to eating well on a budget and discovering unique adventures, our sources really make it clear Las Vegas is genuinely accessible, no matter your budget. It's just about, knowing where to look and being a bit clever about it.
It really is. I think the main thing is just shifting your mindset, seeing past the assumed expense to the sheer value and cool experiences that are there. If you plan strategically, you can absolutely maximize your trip, have an amazing time, and maybe even experience a more authentic side of the city without spending a fortune.
Couldn't agree more. So, as you think about your next trip, here's something to chew on. What single hidden gem from everything we talked about are you most excited to uncover first in Vegas that doesn't break the bank? Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into doing Vegas affordably. We'll catch you next time.